popular drama TV series Yellowstone moved production last September to Montana. The key driving factor was economic incentives offered by the state. Utah has a budget of about $6.7 million every year towards incentives. Wasatchback Senator Ron Winterton is sponsoring a bill to raise the budget. His original bill proposed $15 million. However, after a substitution, the bill now proposes $10 million. A report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah says tax credits in 2018 incentivized more than 2,500 full and part-time jobs and $201 million of GDP in Utah. Additionally, every dollar of tax credit was associated with about 14 new dollars in state GDP. Marshall Moore is the vice president of operations at Utah Film Studios in Quinns Junction. He says the Kempsey Gardner report doesn't even account for all of the statewide spending.
But on top of that, there's millions of dollars of expenditures that are not being accounted for just because a production like Yellowstone or High School Musical is in the state and shooting for 6 months and 300 people are working on it and out doing other things.
Summit County saw around $7 million of direct spending during seasons 1 and 2 of Yellowstone, supporting 145 businesses in Summit County, 56 of which were in Park City. That spending went towards things like lodging, rentals, supplies, and food and beverage, according to CEO of Park City Chamber Bureau, Jennifer Wesselhoff. She says Yellowstone spent $2.5 million on lodging alone. Now that production is gone, she says businesses have noticed a difference.
We did hear from businesses, especially the lodging businesses, that they were disappointed that we lost Yellowstone.
Gary Crandall is the owner of Utah Film Studios. He says the film industry is open to any increase in incentive, but the current proposal won't leave much wiggle room.
So if it goes up to $10 million, which is great, that's only going to be enough to incentivize one major production in Utah. And you need major productions because they only go for about 6 months out of the year. And so people could work for about 6 months, and the larger productions pay about 130% higher rate. And so it provides the crew members here in Utah pretty good living.
Not to mention that Winterton's bill is for a one-time-only tax increase, meaning after fiscal year 2022, the incentive would return to the $6.7 million. Despite a low statewide incentive, Crandall says every day that he's owned the studio, they've been 100% leased out.
We could fill up the studio pretty regularly, just on, you know, a month here, a couple months there, whatever. But it certainly isn't going to be helping the industry. So we're concerned about the future, but we're not worried about the future.
Wesselhoff says Park City and Summit County could miss out on economic diversity if productions continue to move out of state.
Well, I mean, the opportunity lost with programs like this, it's hard to calculate lost opportunities. In this case of Yellowstone, it's a little bit easier because we know what they spent last year, but not having an incentive or having a very low incentive really decreases our chances to be able to be competitive for future production.
Winterton's bill passed the Senate last week and is set for discussion Monday afternoon in the House Revenue and Taxation Committee. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.
The legislative report on KPCW is made possible in part by the law firm of Hogan Lee Hutchinson at hlhparkcity.com.